At SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says Venezuela will turn over up to 50 million barrels of oil to the United States. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In the aftermath of the toppling of Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro, the president says oil from that country will be taken by storage ships and brought directly to U.S. unloading docks. He writes on social media that the oil will be sold at its market price and that he will control the money, quote, to ensure it is used to benefit the people of Venezuela and the United States. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Vice President J.D. Vance says the administration has made significant gains to set the U.S. economy going straight ahead.
The economy in some ways wasn't just wrecked during the Biden administration. It was wrecked by 40 years of bad economic policy. We shift way too many jobs to China and other, you know, other countries all over the world. We became less reliant on ourselves and more reliant on foreign countries. And undoing that takes time, but just in a year, Scott, you're seeing amazing fruit.
Vance was speaking with Scott Jennings on the Salem Radio Network. Several European leaders have pushed back on President Trump's efforts to seek a deal with Greenland. Leaders of several companies are defending Greenland's sovereignty. China has banned exports to Japan of dual-use goods for military purposes.
The Chinese Commerce Ministry announced on Tuesday that items serving both civilian and military purposes may not be exported to Japanese military users and all other users that could help enhance Japanese military power. The move comes at a time of heightened tensions between Beijing and Tokyo. Relations between Japan and China have worsened after Japan's prime minister said back in November its military could get involved if China were to take action against Taiwan. Bob Agner reporting.
And this is SRN News. It is Christmas time right now for the world's Orthodox Christians.
They use the Julian calendar and so are celebrating the holiday on Wednesday, January 7th. Between 250 and 300 million people around the globe are Orthodox and are 13 days behind the Gregorian calendar that's used by Protestants and other religious groups. A high percentage of the Orthodox live in the global East, Russia, other Slavic nations, and places like Turkey and Greece. Their Christmas celebrations are very similar, though, to those in the West. Michael Harrington reporting.
Trump administration facing a legal complaint from government employees over a new policy eliminating coverage for sex change operations in federal health insurance programs. Human Rights Campaign, a leading LGBT advocacy group, has filed a complaint challenging the Office of Personnel Management's decision to stop covering such procedures. This is SRN News. A new study says air travelers should avoid drinking airline water, coffee, and tea. Here's Bill Alexander.
The Center for Food and Medicine and Longevity conducted a three-year study to assess the quality of drinking water across 10 major airlines and 11 regional airlines. Each airline received a water safety score based on hygiene and contamination levels. Researchers looked at the number of violations per airline, disinfecting frequency, and E. coli contamination levels. Delta topped the list with a perfect score, while JetBlue and American came in last.
Alaska Airlines pilot, who was praised as a hero for safely landing a plane after a door plug panel flew off shortly after takeoff, is now suing Boeing because he believes the plane maker wrongly tried to blame him as well as the rest of the crew members on that flight in past legal filings. More details, srnnews.com.